Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And I have a special guest. I know I say everybody's special, but Gail Cunningham is very special. She is my guest today on the program, and she is calling back in. She's been a guest on the program a couple of times, one of our first guests when we started Real Money with David Holland. And she's my guest today because she's the Vice President of Membership and Public Relations for the National Foundation for Credit Counseling. Welcome, Gail.
Happy to be back.
We're so glad to have you. And a lot of people do not know who the National Foundation for Credit Counseling is. And so let's fix that. Tell them what this organization is and what you're trying to do.
You know, you would think that in these desperate economic times in which we find ourselves, that everyone would know that there is legitimate and substantive help available to them through an NFCC member agency. But unfortunately, that's not the case, even though we've been around 61 years
wow.
now. And I will point out, I was not there the day the doors opened. But in most communities, people will find an NFCC member agency. Many, but not all, go by the name of Consumer Credit Counseling Service.
Okay, that's good. That's good. That helps.
Even if your folks start flipping through the yellow pages now to find an agency near them and they don't see that, we deliver counseling either in person, by telephone, or online. And we like to say that it's consumer-driven. Whatever's your choice, what fits with your lifestyle, maybe you work a goofy schedule at work that's non-traditional, not the 9 to 5 hours, well, then there is still help available to you via phone or online. So don't despair. Know that there is help available to you that is legitimate and can really change your financial future.
No question. And I think it's so important, Gail, that people understand that they have choices and they have time. You know, even though somebody's calling the house and they want to be paid or whatever's going on, they're getting notices, there's a process that's available to people that they can take rational, logical, measured steps to do what they need to do to fix the situation as best can be, right? I mean, this isn't something where they have to, you know, throw up their hands, panic, and just take the first thing that's thrown at them. They can reach out and get professional help.
And doggone it, people don't know that, or even if they've heard of help being available out there, they're afraid to reach out for fear of making their situation worse than when they began because their friend or neighbor or the guy in the cubicle next to them, they made a mistake and they reached out to the wrong agency. You know, there are unscrupulous folks out there in every sector, and that includes the credit counseling sector, unfortunately. These folks are willing to kick a guy when he's down financially, and we hate that. So
well,
it's
there's
really
critical. There's a special place in hell for somebody that does
exactly.
that.
Exactly. I couldn't agree more.
Go ahead, Gail.
Well, I was just going to say, it's important that you reach out, but it's equally as important that you reach out to the right people.
And that's really it. And I think people are, you know, they hear the word credit counseling, and I'll tell you what I think comes to their mind. I think they think that means you go to the local college and you take a course that's supposed to make you better at managing your finances. I don't think people realize that it's actually a process that can help them deal with creditors and get themselves out of whatever financial mess they may be in.
You are so right. And listen, I'm the first to agree with you that I don't want to have to go and learn a new topic, and I certainly don't want to be tested on it. So if anyone's thinking that it's like your college example there, know that that's not true. We have about 2,500 certified credit counselors spread across the nation and in Puerto Rico, for that matter, that have been tested on 6 modules related to personal finance. Now, that's a critical point that I want to underscore because that's one of the litmus tests. The red flag of a not-so-legitimate agency would be that their counselors aren't true counselors, that they've had no training, no certification. They are nothing more than salespeople. But with an NFCC member agency, your counselor has been trained on theories and principles, issues, all related to credit and financial counseling, and they have to prove that knowledge through testing on those six modules. At that point, then are they awarded with the designation of certified credit counselor. And only then are they eligible to take an additional testing to become a certified housing counselor. So whether your financial concern lies on the credit and debt side or on the housing side, we have trained people available to help you.
The National Foundation for Credit Counseling, knowing the difference can make all the difference. And we have Gail Cunningham, Vice President of Membership and Public Relations. And we've spoken to Gail before, and she does a great job of public relations for the National Foundation for Credit Counseling. Their website is nfcc.org. Now, also, debtadvice.org. That's a great website, Gail. I've already been there, and there's so much information there about credit counseling and what it means and what you do, and also how people can find a credit counseling service that's close to them, right? They can go to debtadvice.org to do that.
Absolutely. Once you're there, look in the left sidebar. It says something similar to find an agency, and you can go in there and find all of the agencies that service your zip code. Or if you prefer, you can dial our toll-free number, which automatically connects you with the NFCC member agency closest to you, and that number is 1-800-388-2227.
And también, si necesitan ayuda en español, ustedes pueden llamar 800-682-9832. How's that, Gail?
Gracias.
All right. So we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with Gail Cunningham. Stay right there.
What's your dream? Play golf every day of the week? Turn that hobby into a new career? With careful planning, you can make it happen. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your no-obligation consultation. At Holland Financial, we want to help you take the first step towards making your dreams a reality. That number again is 888-747-7526.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Gail Cunningham's on the line with me, and she is from the National Foundation for Credit Counseling, and we are giving some good information about how to go about getting some help. And we gave some numbers out before the break, and the website, debtadvice.org, debtadvice.org. And Gail, you know, I think the thing is for people to realize that there is some real help that is available from capable, qualified, credentialed, and honest people that aren't going to kick them when they're down.
You know, we did some polling around this, and we found that 40% of the folks responded that they're not reaching out for assistance with their financial concerns due to confusion regarding where to find substantive help. And one of the problems is 24% do not think they can afford the assistance of a credit counseling agency. Now, I'm here to tell you that the vast majority of the NFCC member agencies offer counseling free of charge. If there is a fee, it's around $20. Also know that if your case is one of true hardship, that fee will be waived. And that's one of our member standards. There's
wow.
No questions asked about that. If the counselor notices that even $20 would be a hardship to the consumer, it's waived. Or if the consumer mentions, gosh, I feel kind of silly saying this, but $20 matters to me, and at this point in my life, no questions asked, the fee is waived. So there are no barriers standing between the person in financial distress and seeking help. There's not a cost barrier, and I've already said that counseling is available in person, online, or by phone.
Gail, that's fantastic. I went through your poll you shared with the audience, and it was staggering to me because, you know, it's amazing how people that have different amounts of money, they are all in the same boat. I mean, I know economically, financially, somebody who's going through a financial crisis is in certainly a different position than somebody who's got assets and they're trying to figure out who they can trust with their money. But what's ironic or amazing to me is that we're all in the same boat. All of these folks are in the same boat because they don't know who to turn to. And, you know, there's been a couple of recent articles, and I'm sure you saw them, about people don't know who to talk to about their finances. And so it's not just, I think I want people who are in a position who say, you know, I don't know who to go to, and they have a bad financial situation, and they're frustrated, and they're scared, and they don't know who to trust. The folks with money have the same concerns.
Exactly. And you make a good point there that the person who owes $3,000 doesn't sleep any better than the person who owes $30,000. And here's why. Their assets their access to credit was based upon income and various other criteria. So the person that owes $3,000 relative to their modest income is as worried as that person who owes $30,000 relative to their robust income.
How ironic, isn't it? I mean, it's really strange. Now, I was looking over your bio here. Is this true? Gail, you began in the career counseling sector back in 1987?
That is true.
You
it's
have
one
been...
more county. It's a long time ago.
You have been doing this a long time, and I bet you have seen a lot of changes. And, of course, you have been a financial expert in a lot of the top media outlets, NBC News, Good Morning America, New York Times, Washington Post. I mean, this list just goes on and on, Fox Business Network. And so you have seen a lot over the years. Here's, of course, the obvious question. Has it changed? How are people viewing credit and credit counseling and just money in general? How is it changing or is it the same?
Well, let me tell you something. As long as you're being kind and reading off of my bio, I'll let your listeners know something that I did that's kind of fun. In the September issue of Ladies Home Journal, which is on the stands right now, they asked me to answer a reader question, and I did that. It's on page 28 in the copy I saw, but it's the full page of answering what to do if you've got $10,000 in debt. And that was awfully nice of them to do, so that might help some of your listeners also. But has it changed? Oh, my goodness, the answer is yes. Back in 1987, I remember one of the first people that I counseled was a couple. They both had degrees. She was a teacher, he an engineer. They had gotten into such deep debt that between them, they had five jobs. They had their primary jobs. They each had a paper route, and he also worked at a convenience store. Why? Because they felt not only that they had a moral obligation to pay the debt as well as their financial obligation. And they did that. They worked and they paid off that debt. Now, today, it has become a very different mindset with our culture freely embracing bankruptcy, among other attitudinal shifts that make it not quite as important to them, at least at first glance.
Doesn't have as much of a stigma as it did.
Yeah, stigma to repay the debt.
Wow. That's really interesting. It's amazing how things change.
But what has not changed is that your credit report will follow you, and people need to understand that. I get it. I understand that people who are in financial distress, they don't want to go to the mailbox because it's full of letters from collectors. They sure don't want to answer the phone and talk to another bill collector, and they feel so tempted to just bury their head in the financial sand and hope that it'll go away, but it won't. Denying the problem, avoiding the problem will only exacerbate the problem, make things worse. You're the one who cares most about your personal finances, so take that deep breath and start dialing. As you referenced earlier in the conversation, we don't have a magic wand under our desk. I wish we did and that we could help everybody. But you're going to walk out of that appointment feeling better than when you came in. Maybe it will be resolved, but if not, we're going to give you a concrete action plan of how to move forward.
Excellent, Gail. We're going to take a quick break and come right back. We have Gail Cunningham on the line with us from the National Foundation for Credit Counseling. We will return. Stay right there.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
We're back with Gail Cunningham, who is an old friend of ours that has been on the show before. And it's kind of neat, Gail, that you were one of our first guests, and I'm so delighted to have you back.
Well, how much you have grown. You're obviously doing something right.
Well, we're trying, I tell you that. I've already got it picked out for my tombstone. It's going to say, he tried. We're trying, and we're trying to reach a lot of people and give them good financial information. And of course, the credit counseling services that your organization supports and provides provides leadership in, it's so important, as we said at the top of the program, that during these difficult times and people are struggling, no matter what we see on television or in the paper or we see in the election process, there are a lot of people who really are in serious financial difficulties and who need help, and they need to know that they can reach out to a credit counseling service. And the way they find out which one maybe can help them, we gave them the telephone number four. Let's do that again, Gail. It's 800-388-2227. And also, real easy, they can go to debtadvice.org, which is really cool because then they can learn a lot about it before they even click on it. But they can click and get a phone call. They can go on the internet. A lot of support there to find somebody that they can trust to help them, because as we talked about earlier, a lot of folks out there that are shady and that are there just to kick them when they're down.
You know, that was one of the things that we heard in our survey. There's a lot of despair out there. You referenced how long this economic cycle has gone on. And 19% of the respondents either felt that their situation was beyond help or they were just tired of trying. And I just hate to hear that, particularly if they've not reached out for help. And I know I sound like I'm beating this drum to death, and maybe I am, but it's because I believe in it so much. I wouldn't have stuck with it since 1987 if I didn't. Where the NFCC is a nonprofit organization. All of our members are nonprofit. Nobody goes into the nonprofit world to get rich. So I really believe in what we do, and I think there's been no greater need than what we're currently experiencing in our country for answers to financial distress.
You said it so well, Gail. And I think the thing that people need to realize is that there are solutions and there are ways to work through whatever they're in. And we talked before the break, something very important that is often brushed aside when somebody, especially if they're, you know, talking to one of these service providers, maybe that is not completely on the up and up, or maybe, you know, a little too money motivated for themselves, is that credit score and that credit report. It doesn't go away, and it is something that you can salvage by getting this credit counseling and working through and working yourself out of the situation.
You are so right. Even if your financial situation seems hopeless, you've been in it for years, maybe you haven't paid those creditors in months and months and months, maybe some of your accounts have been charged off, just a really bleak situation, you have the opportunity to rebuild, and we can teach you how to do that responsibly, because like it or not, we live in a credit-dominated society. You are going to need a thick and positive credit file to move forward. Even though perhaps you can live on a cash basis, you can pay cash for your groceries and gasoline and medicine, etc., if you want to buy a home or a car, it's highly likely you're going to need credit.
I saw that, Gail. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I saw that on your website, and it was a question. It was like a little survey. Could you really live on a cash basis? What are you finding? Can people really kind of get away with that or be able to really live their whole life on a cash basis? Is that practical?
Well, we put up a new poll each month on our homepage of our website, and I would love for all of your listeners to go there and weigh in. And this month's question, as you reference, is if asked to live on a cash basis, and then it gives a couple of choices there. One is that, no, I couldn't live without credit, and the other one, all the extreme on the other end, is sure, I wouldn't have any problems. It's real evenly divided, and that's interesting to me. But I guess that's a snapshot of the American consumer.
That's
some
true.
Some people would have to make very deep cuts to make it work, and some would just make some minor adjustments, but they could make it work. Interestingly, we have found through the years that people who convert over to living on a cash basis end up saving about 20%, and they never feel it. And it's simply because of that awareness. Instead of walking down the aisle at the store and thinking, oh, that's cute, and throwing it into the buggy, they know, that little voice in their head starts talking that says, you're going to have to peel out that hard-earned cash up there at the checkout counter and pay for that. And it is it was not by chance that we have been distanced from our money through plastic.
Yeah, and the further we get away from the actual, you know, day of reckoning or the that responsibility, it makes it easier to say, well, I'll just do that later. And of course, we see this magnified on a very large scale when we see the debt of nations, our country and other countries. And, you know, we see that and we go, how in the world do we have $16 trillion in debt? And it's the proverbial using the ever-increasing credit line of a credit card that our government has to continue to be able to kick that can down the road. And of course, it's so easy to see that happen. And, you know, it's a function of, I guess, where our society's gotten to today.
Well, you're right. And I think on the macro, people have a hard time getting their head around that kind of debt. What's it supposed to hit today?
$16 trillion.
But we can understand it in our own home. And maybe we have been robbing Peter to pay Paul for a while, but that day of reckoning will come. It is sooner or later, but it will come. And people need to understand it's the same thing for our country. We're borrowing, we're printing money, and that day of reckoning will come for our country if we continue down that path.
And, you know, I know people probably say, well, I don't know, that's not me, I don't care about that, that's not my business. Well, everybody, of course, that's their decision to whether they really are engaged in that process. But, Gail, let's give them the number one more time so they can at least be thinking about their own personal financial situation. And if they need help, 800-388-2227 and debtadvice.org. Gail, we're out of time. I know it's hard to believe. Thank you for being on the program again, and we will check back in with you to check on those polls and how things are going at a future time.
Looking forward to it. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Gail.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland and keep up with Scott Connor by following us on Twitter at Real Money Radio.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.